Have you ever wondered if the facts presented in a research study are truly universal, or if they depend a lot on who did the research? It's a critical question, especially when these findings influence policies or major economic decisions.
That's a great point. We often see headlines based on new studies, but rarely think about the human element behind the data analysis. Does this subjectivity significantly impact results?
Exactly. Today, we're diving into a fascinating economics paper called Non-Standard Errors by Albert J. Menckfeld and a huge team of co-authors, including Gerardo Ferrara and Simon Jurkatis from the Bank of England.
Non-standard errors. That title itself is intriguing. What exactly are they exploring?
The paper asks a core question. How much do research findings vary when different teams of researchers analyze the exact same data to test the exact same hypothesis? They call this variation non-standard errors.
So it's about the variability introduced by the researchers' choices, not by the random sampling of data itself?
Precisely. Standard errors account for sampling variation. The idea that if you pick different samples from a population, your estimates will naturally differ a bit. Non-standard errors are about the analytical choices made by researchers.
That distinction is really important. Why does this matter so much in the real world?
Think about it. If different researchers reach different conclusions from the same evidence, it undermines confidence in scientific findings. This impacts everything from central bank policy to how companies make investment decisions.
It could even lead to conflicting advice from experts, which is confusing for the public and policymakers alike.
Absolutely. The reliability of research is paramount. When we talk about robust policy recommendations, we need to know the findings aren't just an artifact of one team's specific approach.
So, what did Menckfeld and his co-authors actually find when they investigated these non-standard errors? What were their key results?
Their primary finding is quite striking. These non-standard errors are substantial. In fact, they found them to be sizable, on par with standard errors.
On par with standard errors. That means the choices researchers make are as impactful as the inherent randomness in the data itself. That's a huge source of uncertainty.
It truly is. It suggests that the evidence-generating process, how researchers go about their work, introduces as much variability as the data-generating process typically studied in statistics.
Okay, that's a big revelation. Did they find anything about what causes these non-standard errors or who is more prone to them?
That's the next critical piece. They explored whether the quality or reputation of a research team predicted their non-standard error contribution. Surprisingly, they found it co-varied only weakly with team merits or even reproducibility efforts.
So, it's not simply that less skilled or less careful researchers are introducing more variation. Even highly regarded teams showed this variability.
Exactly. It points to a more systemic issue rooted in the legitimate flexibility of analytical choices rather than just individual competence or diligence.
That's a bit unsettling, but it makes the findings even more powerful. Did they discover anything that could reduce these non-standard errors?
Yes, and this is a hopeful finding. They observed that these non-standard errors declined significantly after teams received peer feedback.
Peer feedback helps. So, getting external perspectives on their methodology and analysis made a measurable difference in reducing variability?
That's right. It suggests that discussion, scrutiny, and refinement in light of others' views can converge results and strengthen the reliability of findings.
And what about the researchers themselves? Were they aware of this potential for variability?
The paper found that participants in the study significantly underestimated the size of these non-standard errors. They thought their results would be more aligned with others than they actually were.
So, there's a degree of overconfidence or a lack of awareness about how much their individual choices might diverge from others. That's a crucial insight for researchers to consider.
It definitely highlights the need for greater transparency and self-awareness in research. It's a call for humility in interpreting one's own findings in isolation.
This is all very interesting. Can you tell us a bit about how they conducted this study? What was their empirical method?
They used a multi-analyst approach. They gathered 164 independent research teams and gave them the exact same data set.
164 teams? That's an enormous undertaking for a single study.
It is, and it's what makes this paper so robust. They then asked all these teams to test 6 specific hypotheses using that shared data set.
So, each team was given the same raw ingredients and the same recipe for the question, but they could choose how to cook it, so to speak.
Precisely. They were free to make their own choices regarding statistical models, variable specifications, data cleaning, and other analytical decisions. This allowed the researchers to directly observe the variation.
And the data set itself, was it from a specific economic domain?
Yes, the hypotheses and data related to financial economics, specifically market liquidity. However, the methodological implications are much broader than just finance.
So, by seeing how results varied across these 164 teams, they could quantify the impact of different analytical approaches.
Exactly. It's a powerful way to isolate the impact of researcher choice from other sources of error.
Given these significant findings, what are the broader implications for economics research and even for how we consume scientific information?
The implications are profound. First, it strongly suggests a need for more transparent research practices. Pre-registration of analysis plans, for example, could reduce some of this flexibility.
That would mean researchers commit to their methods before they even see the results, reducing the temptation to data dredge for significant findings.
Right. Second, it makes a case for more multi-analyst studies. Having several teams analyze the same data could become a standard practice, not just an exception.
So, rather than relying on a single study, we might increasingly see collective analysis becoming the norm to validate findings.
Absolutely. It strengthens the credibility of results if they hold up across multiple, diverse analytical approaches. It adds a crucial layer of robustness.
What about limitations of this study, or areas for future research?
One limitation is that this study focused on financial economics. While insightful, we can ask if these results generalize to all fields of economics, or even broader scientific disciplines.
Different fields might have different levels of analytical flexibility, or establish conventions that could affect these non-standard errors.
True. Also, while teams were given the hypotheses, they weren't strictly told how to define every variable or model. Future work could explore the impact of even tighter guidelines.
And the effectiveness of peer feedback is great, but did they specify what kind of feedback was most effective? That could be a whole study in itself.
Definitely. Understanding the mechanisms through which peer feedback reduces these errors could inform better peer review processes across the board.
This paper certainly gives us a lot to think about regarding the nature of scientific discovery.
It really does. It's a crucial reminder that research, even quantitative research, involves human judgment at every step.
So, what are the three key takeaways you think our listeners should remember from non-standard errors?
First, analytical choices made by researchers introduce significant variability in results, often as much as random sampling error. We call these non-standard errors.
Second, these non-standard errors are not necessarily a sign of bad research. They exist even among highly qualified teams, indicating the inherent flexibility in data analysis.
And third, practices like multi-analyst studies and peer feedback are crucial tools to improve the robustness and reliability of scientific findings, increasing confidence in the conclusions.
That's a great summary. It certainly challenges our assumptions about the objectivity of research and highlights the need for more collaborative and transparent scientific practices.
Absolutely. It's a call for the economics profession to embrace these new insights to foster even stronger, more credible research.
Thank you for breaking down this important paper for us today.
My pleasure. This has been a really thought-provoking discussion.
Indeed, and that concludes our dive into non-standard errors. We hope you gained some valuable insights into the complexities behind research findings.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.